And a couple of entrepreneurs in New York have spent the last 5 years trying to get New Yorkers hooked on a new drink, coconut water. They seem to be having some success, enough at least to get Pepsi and Coke to buy in. Ilya Meritz of member station WNYC reports.
You could compare coconut water to the Soccer World Cup, a huge deal in Latin America, Africa, and Asia. In the U.S., not so much. But that's changing. Mike Kerbin co-founded Vitacoco in 2004.
What we're trying to do is take the most popular beverage in the tropics and share it with everybody north of the tropics.
Last month, Merrill Lynch released its first ever analysis of the coconut water market. The paper noted that annual sales have grown from near zero 5 years ago to $30 to $35 million today. Kerbin says when he first tasted the juice of young coconuts while on a vacation in Brazil, he didn't think much of it.
My first sip was really, I was unsure of what it was. It's like water with a little bit of a taste and a little bit of a texture and a little bit of a sweetness.
And not particularly coconutty, a tough sell for American palates, Kerbin admits. But when he learned that coconut water contains lots of electrolytes, like Gatorade, he and a partner decided to test the American market. They chose New York for its high concentration of fitness-conscious people and immigrants from countries where coconut water is popular.
And the week we launched the brand, Zico came out on the market at the same exact time.
Vitacoco's rival for the past 5 years has been Zico, another coconut water. Both brands use Brazilian coconuts, and both come in Tetra Pak juice boxes. Now they're battling for dominance in delis and supermarkets. Zico founder Mark Rampolla says it's actually a good thing he had a competitor from day one.
Helped both of us gain credibility with retailers, with distributors, with investors, with salespeople. But, you know, figuring that if there are multiple brands that are being successful in a category, it must be legitimate.
One of the first to take a chance on coconut water was Brooklyn deli owner Ralph Jawad. For a while, it sold slowly, maybe a case a week.
Then all of a sudden, we was ordering like 10, 15 cases a week. And it's so good. And every time people came in, they would just come and ask for coconut water.
Now Jawad is constantly getting visits from coconut water distributors. He's found he can cut deals with them in exchange for valuable space on his refrigerator shelf.
Like the salesman will come in and he'll be like, I'll give you a case next month on me.
Jerry Kermouche of Beverage Business Insights says these informal relationships between entrepreneurs, distributors, and store owners are the yeast that allows new drinks to develop before they hit hard-to-crack chains like 7-Eleven.
It's kind of like a thriving little ecosystem. They spot these brands, they get them out there, and then soon enough they're snatched away by a big company like Coke or Pepsi.
Beverage entrepreneurs everywhere are chasing a dream from when the market was hot. Coca-Cola's 2007 purchase of Vitamin Water for $4 billion. Times have changed, but Coke and Pepsi are still looking for the next big thing. In August, Pepsi bought Brazil's largest coconut water producer, Amacoco. And last week, Coca-Cola took a minority stake in Zico for $15 million. For NPR News, I'm Ilya Meritz.